Just when we thought the pandemic would never end, a miracle appears. That would be ivermectin, used for decades to treat parasitic diseases in animals and humans. Its developers won the Nobel Prize for Medicine. Now the drug is being touted as a remedy for the effects of COVID. Unwisely, if you believe the FDA, the CDC, the WHO, and other hotbeds of scientific folly. But on conservative websites and news channels, ivermectin is the best thing since hydroxychloroquine. You remember that one? The anti-malarial drug that showed initial promise? Our former president took it himself. The FDA approved it for emergency use. Alas, clinical trials found hydroxychloroquine didn't really work against COVID, even had serious side effects. So Republicans have flocked to ivermectin. Conservative commentators promote it, like Joe Rogan, who credits the drug with helping cure his COVID case. Demand for ivermectin has risen 20-fold. Pharmacies are sold out, so people are buying the version for animals. Calls to poison control centers are soaring. Oh, the usual clack of scientists and liberals say ivermectin can't pass clinical trials against COVID, makes people sick, even causes male sterility. Republicans know better. It's all a plot to force them to get vaccinated, give up their constitutional rights, strengthen big government. Anyway, conservatives have a new secret weapon, Regeneron, a monoclonal antibody that actually does work against COVID. Unfortunately, it costs $1,250 a dose plus hospital fees versus $20 for a vaccine. But it gives Republicans the satisfaction of owning the libs. After all, that's the real point of unconventional COVID cures. If vaccinations are tyranny, then miracle drugs are a good workaround. They're for use after you get COVID. Rather than prevent a problem, it's better to ignore it and then deal with the consequences later. That's the GOP approach for infrastructure, crime, education, COVID. Keep government from doing stuff, even if that may cost more in the end. But hey, whole industries have sprung up to fix problems that could have been avoided. Lucrative businesses with vast, mostly pro-Republican lobbies and campaign contributions. I noticed the other day that my retirement fund owns stock in several such businesses. One of them makes ketchup. Did you know that ketchup can cure COVID? Pass it on. I'm Don Morrison.